Okay, we continue with Kanoi and Pogenball self-defense, and this week's parsha offers a new dimension that will interplay with all this, and that's the Halachos of Gol Adam. And does the Rotzeach Bishkaga have the right of self-defense against the Gol Adam? These are the issues we're going to tackle tonight. I just want to refer back to the very, very last point that we mentioned last week. We were dealing with a question that we're going to deal with again tonight, about the, Zimri's right to kill Pinchas in self-defense, even while he's with Cosby. So we spent a considerable amount of time dealing with the classical question that the later Achronim asked. How do we know that the right that the Torah gave you to defend yourself even at the expense of the life of the one who's pursuing you is only if Eino Yochel Lahatzil Bechad Me'evorav, right, that you're not able to maim him, to get him off your back and get yourself out of danger. Right, but if maiming is a possibility, then you're not allowed to kill. So like we said, we dealt with this already for 2 weeks running. The big kasha the Achronim have is like this. All right, the Gemara says that Zimri could have defended himself against Pinchas, but Zimri is a yochol lahatzil bechad me'evorav, because he could simply pull out of Cosby, and then Pinchas is not allowed to kill him. So why is Zimri allowed to kill Pinchas? So there are a few different schools of thought on this. All right, but the two major schools of thought, categorically, is that because of this kasha, there are those that learn out that there's a chiluk between the rights of self-defense of the nirduf, the one who's actually being threatened, as opposed to the chiyuv hatzala of a third party intervening. And there are those that mikoach this kasha and other kashas want to say that since Zimri is the nirduf, his life is being threatened, he doesn't have to be yochol lahatzil bechad me'evorav. The nirduf could take a life straight away. It's only the third party that has to, that has a chiyuv to make a cheshbon, whether he could just shoot at the legs or he has to mamish take the life of the roidev. But then there's others that say that there is no chiluk. So by the way, on this there is a rivash and a mishnah lemelech that paskin that way. And one of their rice is this Gemara of Zimri and Pinchas. Zimri could have just pulled out, and the Gemara says he could still kill Pinchas. But there are others that hold that there is no chiluk. There is no chiluk, and there's no difference between the nirduf and a third party. You always have to try to maim before kill. All right, if there's the reasonable time to make the cheshbon. So from that latter school of thought, we spoke out a few tirutim of why still Zimri was allowed to kill Pinchas. All right. So the last point that we mentioned, which is the most logical, ironclad logic, is the idea of yochol lahatzil be'echad me'evorav is not the pshat like most people think, that so long as you could avoid taking a life, then you have to avoid taking a life. Because if that's true, this was the last point we ended with last week, right? A guy holds a gun to your head, and he says, give me $1 million, or I'll shoot you. And you have $1 million. You have $1 million, right? So maybe, right? You should have to give him $1 million, but the only alternative is to kill him, right? The only other way to get out of it is to kill him. You either give him $1 million, or you kill him, right? Maiming is not, all right, you can't maim him, all right, you can kill him. All right, so Yala Ladas, that because of the din of Yochol Latzil Becha Meivorav, you have to give him $1 million, because you have to avoid taking a life at all costs. So then, you're saying the person could blackmail you, arm infinitum, and you'd be chayef to give in to his demands, right, if the only other way to get out of it is by killing him. He gave you a way out. You could give him the money that he wants. You could give him whatever he's blackmailing you or coercing you to do. So on this, Shmuel Rozovsky asked his grandfather, and this was the last point he mentioned last week, he asked this shaila to his grandfather, who's a big rav in Lita, and he said, no, that's not the din of Yochol Latzil Becha Mevorav. It's like this. right? Once a person holds a gun to you, the right of self-defense kicks in, la'alter, immediately. Right, but now the right of self-defense has a range, right? If you get by, you know, and you understand, you have to understand the enormousness of the chiddush of rights of self-defense. I could violate his personal space, and I could, you know, really harm him, something which is generally also to do to another yid. And the Torah gave rishus to beat him up, you know, and do anything up to ad, you know, taking his life ad vad bechlau if need be. But it's so the din of yochatzir is not the pshat. You have to avoid taking life. That's not the pshat. The pshat is you could immediately do him harm if he's threatening you, and if minimal harm is enough, why do you have to do more harm? Right, but you don't have to give in to his insane demands. You could totally ignore his demands. Right?
Most probably, it's like a category of above a mafteris that you don't know what the guy's really going to do. He has a gun.
Okay, no, yeah, they don't mention that swear, but even if we were trusted, now Shmuel Rozovsky takes us to very, very great extremes. Even if he is holding a gun on you to stop you from doing an isser, like he's don't eat your Yom Kippur, don't eat or I'll shoot you. Right? It's treif, don't eat or I'll shoot you. Even then, says Shmuel Rozovsky, named his grandfather gave a psak. Right? The guy has no right to threaten your life, and you don't have to give in. See, if he's trying to be kai for you to do something that's mutter, he's trying to be kai for you to not do an isser. Right? A guy holds a gun on you, you could take him out. You take him out right away. So here's the thing that I forgot to speak out last week. Now, where Shmuel Rozovsky is troubled by is like this. Let's say he holds a gun to you and he says, he's a masochist. Punch me in the face or I kill you. Yalla Adas, I don't have to give in to his crazy demands and punch him in the face, so I'll kill him. You understand the... Right? That's the problem that he ends off with the Tzorach Ir. Right? I don't have to give in to his crazy demands, right? And I could, you know, kill him, right? Or maim him. But all he wants is a punch in the face. Right? All right, I don't have to, right? All right? Yeah, but I don't have to give in to what he wants. Right? He can't manipulate me. Right? Right. Right, so the ulterior, okay, good. So yes, step one, lo yaldas, that's migra gora, just because he wants it. It's still called yochatzir, but no, just because he wants it, I have to. But here's the thing that bothers him, right? All he wants is a punch in the face, right? And if you don't, the only other way you can get out of it is by cutting off his arm, right? Or killing him, right? And so am I chayef, so let's say cutting off the arm, am I chayef to punch him in the face, because that'll let him go? Or, you know, I exercise right to do so, it's more tircha for me, and more damage for them, but I feel hachi. So, okay, so maybe if the punch in the face is called yochal atzil b'achad meivar, but let's say I could take out the other aver. Right? He wants a slap across the right cheek, right? And I deck him, you know, with a hook to the jaw, right? That I did more than what he asked for, I did more than, give him greater harm, right? But the other way is giving in to his demands, right? That's what bothers him, right? If you get him off your back by doing him minimal harm, which happens to be what he wants, but that's what he's trying to force you to do, for other reasons, he's crazy, right? I don't want to be manipulated, and he has no right to threaten me. So I'm going to do him more harm to his person, because he should have manipulated them. What he sachako demanded from me, right? That's where he lives tzorach il. Now you understand it started, right? All right, are there even madregas in yochol atzilo bechad meivorov that you could do a minimal damage? You could just slap him and he'll walk away. The other alternative is you have to cut off his arm. All right, I don't want to be manipulated. Don't want to be manipulated. I don't have to be manipulated. I don't have to listen to anything he says.
The question is, I can chop off his finger or I can chop off his arm. Should I try to chop off his finger?
Yes.
That's the same question.
That's in the same question, right? Yeah, but he wanted to. But the Sunday was Billy is you don't have to give in to a person's demands. Midin yochol atzil b'chameivar. All right, so that's where he bleibt schwer on this last nekuda. And you said it very well. He wants you just to do him minimal bodily harm, right? That's all he wanted to manipulate you into doing. But I don't have to give him to his manipulation. He can't even, like we said, he can't even demand Zimri to pull out of Cosby. He's got no right to demand anything, even to do what the Torah wants. He has no right to demand of you. And that's why, he says, Zimri was allowed to kill Pinchas. It's not called Yochel Latzeh Bechavarov because, you know, Zimri could pull out of Cosby. Because that's not the din of Yochel Latzeh Bechavarov that I have to give him to his demand. Yochel Latzeh Bechavarov is that when I do him harm, if I could use smaller force rather than bigger force, that's what I do. But you can't make me do something and expect me to do it bidin Yochel Latzeh Bechavarov. Okay, that was just to complete this. The last Sarachin of Shmuel Rozovsky leaves off. So now, the Chazon Ish didn't hold of this. And this also comes, we begin now crossing over between the sugyas we've been learning thus far and the sugya of Gol Adam that comes in this week's Parsha. And there is an interesting interplay. I want to start with the Chazon Ish that you have in your handouts. It starts at the very bottom of the first page. There's two pages stuck together, right? He says like this, a very interesting chazush. Yesh la'ayin, l'ma amrinan, de Zimri, sh'argol Pinchas einar glav, mishum shu roidef. Halo yachol Zimri la'atzos atzmo beprisha, do amrinan kevin de pirsh en roshay lahargol, v'lo gorom yachol la'atzilo be'echad me'evorov. Right? So, l'fi ma she'kosav ha'mishnah l'melech, simen hei, right? Chobel, Pinchas chobel, the nir of atzmo shelo itzvechavav einu nerak, right? So now even like what the Mishnah Melech says, right? That the Rivash, right? That those that hold that by the nir of himself, he doesn't have to be yachol atzu bechad meivorav. He could go straight for the kill, right? And Zimri was the nir of. He goes straight for the kill, and just like he doesn't have to try to main Pinchas, he also doesn't have to pull out a Cosby, right? Fine. Sainu mishum shu toru b'nafsho nicha, right? So that's only because he's toru b'nafsho. So the Chazon Ish doesn't buy it and says like this, right? You know, Zimri is not toru b'nafsho, like the original Rivash that laid down this yesod, which not everyone agrees to, like we said, right? That the Nirdaf could go straight for the kill, right? There's a spur to that because he's, you know, he can't take aim because he's very, very, you know, shaken up. Right, Zimri could pull out. That's not so much Tirda. Right, so you recall there were other Tirutsim to that. We mentioned the Chalkas Yoav. He's not allowed to pull out because the Avera is Yoharik Val Yavor, so he can't pull out to save his life, as you might recall. You invoke the Kli Chemda that says he's so Yitzra Al Bashay, he won't pull out. The Yitzra has gotten the better of him already. But the Chazon Ish doesn't buy that. It says, Enachinami, he should have pulled out. So listen to what the Chazon Ish therefore paskins. Right? Lefize im horag Zimri as Pinchas. Nerag ayede gol hadam. Shtadu posheya. Dahayo lifrosh velo larog. Therefore, paskins the Chazon Ish. That Zimri doesn't get killed, right? That's midin, the Rambam that you have in your source sheet. As a matter of fact, he's turning this Gemara into a makor for a very famous Rambam that's a little bit shver. Now, the Rambam, we mentioned this already in the first session, is mechalik between Yochel Atzilo Becha Mevorov by Yidin in Jewish law versus Noahide law, Hilchos Bnei Noach. And in the source sheet, we have these two Rambams in short. The Rambam on top, you know, Kol Yochel Atzilo Becha Evar Mevorov V'lo Torch Bekach El Hilchot Benav Shoshorev V'Hargo Hareze Shofech Domim V'Chayev Misa Avo Ein based in Meimisin also. The Rambam paskin, right, by a regular Jew, Yochel Atzeh Bechavarov, and you did it. You are a Shofech Damim, but there's no Misas Bezdin. It's a little bit questionable. Where did the Rambam get that from? All right, because it's seemingly the same Gemara for all, as opposed to the Rambam down the sheet by Bnei Noach. Ben Noach, Sharag B'Nefesh, Afil Uber Me'imo. Nagav, that's why, we have to defund Planned Parenthood. Because by them, it's mamish retzicha gemura in Hilchos Bnei Noach. In our responsibility of being or la'amim, we must defund Planned Parenthood, right? By their din, even gram retzicha, or even killing a trefa, right, is Ratzicha Gemura in Hilchos Bnei Noach. V'cheinim harak roidef shechol hatzil be'echad me'evorav ne'ragalav masha'ein kein b'Yisrael. Right? No, but if he also, a Ben Noach that's being nirdaf by another Ben Noach, if he could have been matzil be'echad me'evorav, and he didn't, he's nerak, he gets executed. He gets me, you know, they in their dinim have to execute the guy who was yochol atzil. And then, masha'ein kein b'Yisrael, Rambam reiterates that it's not halacha by Yidin. By us, it's just chayv misa bidei shamayim. Right, so the Chazanish is saying like this. Really, really, you know, he's taking the Gemara very literally when you think about what he's doing. You know, that nefach zimri v'hargo, right? Lepinchas eno nerag, shari rodifu. He said, eno nerag, because Zimri's Jewish and Pinchas is Jewish. He was a yochol atzil becha meivarav, but eno nerag. There's no misas bezdin by yochol atzil becha meivarav. It's just a chi of misa bidei shamayim. But Zimri is taka in the wrong. And since he's in the wrong, right, Pinchas's next of kin could kill Zimri midin gol adam, says the Chazon Ish. Makes the cheshbon. Because any time there's any element of wrongness to the killing, unless it's mamish oynes gomor or self-defense, mamish, right? The gol adam's out to kill you. Anything from shogeg and to karov l'mezid, you know, even mezid mamish, you know, the gol adam has first crack to kill a rotzech b'mezid. If there's any element of wrongness to the death, right, the gol adam has rights of revenge. So once the time of the Chazon Ish, the enachinami, if Zimri would have been nefach v'hargo lepinchas without being pirish from Cosby, enachinami should have been. It was and because he's yochel atzil becha meivar, he did it. So he wants to tie all the Gemara members eno nerak. Period. Not that what Zimri did was right. It's eno nerak because we don't give misas bezdin in dine Yisrael on yochel atzil becha meivar chayv misa klape shemayim. But he's chayv misa klape shemayim. He's in the wrong. He's in the wrong. So Pinchas is gol adam can kill Zimri. Half of the Gecheshbon, meaning if you accept the Cheshbon of the Chazon Ish, that really Zimri was, you know, Pinchas is, you know, Zimri was a yochel atzil becha meivarav, right? And he didn't kill Pinchas anyway, so Pinchas' gol adam could take out Zimri. Nice. It's very interesting that, you know, but that's if you, of course, you buy it, that Zimri is called a yochel atzil becha meivarav by pulling out of Cosby. Now, speaking of the Mishnah Melech, you know, and speaking of Gol Adam also, so you take a look at the Sugas HaRavid, Amar Avram Kashile Avner. Like we said, you know, this Rambam that's Mako by Dine Yisrael, that by Dine Yisrael, a Yochol Atu Becham Evrov does not get Misas Bez, it's just Chayv Misa Bidei Shemayim. But by Bnei Noach, that is not the case. Which, by the way, it's also, we the cops have to wear body cams. Absolutely. You know, and every time a cop kills, you know, supposedly self, and Blue Lives Matter. Yeah, right. But you know, they're chayv to be done on every case where a cop killed. You know, whether it was mamish, not only in self defense bechlal, but was whether yochel atzil becha meivarav or not, because in their dinim, that's a capital offense. Right. So now the Ravid over here is masig that where did the Rambam get this chiluk from? That there is a difference between Jews and Goyim, as far as Yochel Atzil Becha Meivarav, seemingly the drasha, you know, that it's learned, it's all the same drasha for, you know, all Dinei Ratzicha. So says the Rav, Kashile Avner. Ravner, the Rav, it's invoking a Gemara, famous Gemara, you know, that Amasa tried to kill Yoav. Amasa was one of David HaMelech's nephews, right? And tried to kill Abner ben Ner, I meant to say. Abner ben Ner was quite a gibor, and even with being on the run, he threw a spear, right? And, and it hit, you know, in the fifth rib, and it took out Amasa. Subsequently, Yoav, Amasa's brother, kills Abner, and he was tried by Shlomo HaMelech, you know, like David HaMelech, demanded that Shlomo HaMelech take him to account on this. And then the Gemara says that he had a good taina to the Sanhedrin. He said that he killed Avner midin gol adam. And so they say, but yo, Avner was a nirdaf. What do you mean? Says, no, because Avner was a yochol hatzilo bechad meivorov. Right? He was such a gibor and he had such great aim. He was able to be machabed to the field. So if he's had such great aim, he could have aimed higher, he could have aimed lower. Right? And the Sanhedrin seemingly accepted a tayin, right? Which is a raya against the Rambam, seemingly. Right? That Yochel Lahatzil Becha Meivrov does not make you a Ben Misa. Right? The Rambam says, Yochel Bayidin, doesn't make you a Ben Misa. Yochel said, I killed him because of the Yochel Lahatzil Becha Meivrov. So the Mishamach Afinor of yours says a very simple teretz to this kashya arrived at. Yoav is a gol adam. A gol adam is not giving you misas bezdin. The Torah gave gol adam rights of revenge whenever there's any element of wrongness to the death. So if you tell me Yochel Atzil Becha Meivrov is chayv misa bidei shemayim, that's wrong, right? So of course the gol adam could kill you. So the kushya mikara lesser. It's a brilliant, simple and brilliant teretz of the Mishnah. So speaking of Mishnah Melechs, please take a look at the next source sheet, an interesting subject of the Mishnah Melech that the Chaznish deals with in Hilchos Rotzeach, is by Halacha Tesvov. And this also crosses over yet again to Zimri and Pinchas. We just can't get away from it. Nistapakti. Right, it's a halacha tesvav. Rodef achachaver largo v'yachol atzil v'lo itzil hareze bito mitzvah sase. Right, you could save and you didn't. You know, the guy who the New Yorker, the bystander, just lets crime happen. Right, it's over on kama v'kama mitzvahs around counting on. So he says like this: nistapakti berotzech bishkaga sheish reshus l'gadam l'hargo. So what would be the din? A guy killed Bishog, okay? In a manner that, okay, he's toast in the hands of the Gol Adam. Vim nis'amitz ha-rotzeach v'horgo Adam. Now the rotzeach, in self-defense, killed the Gol Adam. Im neragalav. So what's the din of the rotzeach? He killed in self-defense, but the Gol Adam's allowed to kill him. Now, you know, a guy who's being taken out from Misa's Bezdin, right, you know, that guy has no right of self-defense, right? So now the Gol Adam's allowed to kill him, right? Does the Rotzeach have the right of self-defense? So let's listen to the way the Mishnah Melech paskins. U'mistabra de'eno neragalav. I'm, you know, I want to say, you know, he says misvara. We're going to see that the Chaznish argues. all right, he says like this. De'eno neragalav, if the Rotzeach killed the Gol Adam in self-defense, the Rotzeach will not get executed for that. You know, the Gol Adam's kin, you know, he killed Bishoyi, right? But now he killed the Gol Adam B'mezid. He's not going to get Misa's Besim for that. V'smachla Dover Zimri. I'm bringing my raya from Zimri. Da Amrino Nefach Zimri Vargla Pinchas E Naragalov. Right, that, you know, Zimri, you know, Pinchas had the right to kill him. So Pinchas, the Kanoi, is like the Gol Adam. In both cases, the Torah gave them rishus, but not an obligation to kill. Right? We had this last week. The Rosh, that you know, Zimri, you know, Pinchas's permission. It's only rishus. It's not chova, right? And that's why you know, and that's why Zimri has the right of self-defense, right? So now we pass like Rabbi Akiva, I believe, that it's not a mitzvah biad go adam. It's only a rishus. So he wants to set up an equation. The Mishnah Melech. Mistoma, you know, the din of Gol Adam is the same type of din as Kanoim Pogimbo. It's a Roshus, but it's not a Chiv. Right? So, right, matter of fact, everyone knows the sugya is that, you know, he's escorted by two Tamidei Chacham to try to talk the Gol Adam out of it. Right? It's not a nice thing to do if you could control yourself. So he says like this. So Zimri, Damri, Nefach, Zimri, Rog, Pinchas, Inarav. Vadain ein biyori raya mechrachas lezeh. But he says, you know, he's not confident in the raya. But he's saying misvara, that should be the case. That if Zimri is allowed to defend himself against Pinchas, the rotzeach b'shkaga should be allowed to defend himself against the Gol Adam. Because their dispositions to kill are very much the same. They're rishus and not chova. V'chen is the pakti. There's another suffix over here. Berodif achar chaver lahargo. V'chein rodif achar eva. Shitan la'atzilo b'nafsho. Im is amets harodif. Vargasan Matzil im Neragalov. Right? How about this? You know, the Roidef is running after a Nirduf, whether the Nirduf is he wants to take his life, or whether the Nirduf is Gilui Arayis, and we know that you're allowed to also abort a rape of Chayvei Mises, Chayvei Krisis, or a Zohar, right? With Afilu Benafsho. So let's say, as the Rodif is running after the Nirduf, whatever he wants to do to the Nirduf, right? The Rodif instead turns around and shoots the Matzil. And then he stops, he's gotten it out of his system for the day, right? Right? So he's waiting to go home, right? And will he get Mises Bezdin? I mean, the Matzil was trying to kill me. He was trying to kill me. It was self-defense. Right? So on this, the Mishnah says Dvarim, which are very, very hagunim, very, very mistaber. Near the Be'elu Neragalav. No, over there, this is different. Over there, on this second Shaila, right, I'm going to paskin that, yes, the Roidef will get Mises Bezdin for killing the Matzil. Right? Because it's not dominant. Because you understand where he's coming from. The Roidef is like Zimri. Zimri's allowed to kill Pinchas, right? The Roidef Domo Hutar La Matzil, and yet they just like Domo of Zimri's Mutar. So he's making he's working the equation now the other way. He set up Pinchas like the Gol Adam, right? He's setting up now. He's setting up the Roidef like the Roidef is like Zimri. There's a heter to kill him, right? But he's allowed to defend himself against the one who wants to kill him, right? So maybe the Roidef also is allowed to defend himself against the one who wants to kill him, right? But he says, no, there is a chilek. All right. The leka mitzvah gabe pinchas el rush. The dafka gabe zimmer the leka mitzvah gabe pinchas el rush samir nebach zimir bahar gol pinchas eno nerag. Because Rabbeinu imhara greidef lamatzil neragalav. All right. It brings all the rise that there's a simple chiluk. Right. Pinchas did not have an obligation to kill Zimri, and that was mamash losh and rosh. He didn't have an obligation. He was able to kill Zimri. Right, and therefore Zimri has the right of self-defense because it's Roshus and not Chova. The Matzil has a real obligation, Chi of Gomor, to try to be Matzil, Afilu Benafsho of the Roidef. So the Roidef can't say, hey, this guy's trying to kill me. He's doing what he's Chayev to do, Mamash Mechuyev to do. Pinchas is doing a Roshus, right? Whereas the Matzil is doing a Chiyev, and therefore he paskins, and he says, Kachetz and Mashu from the Rambam, that if the Rotzech turns, or the Roidef turns around to kill the Matzil, he will get Mises Bezdin for killing the Matzil, because the Matzil was doing what he was Chayev to do, right? And therefore he really does not have the right of self-defense against someone who's trying to kill him Bechiyev. Pinchas only killing out of Roshus. Okay, so now then he quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham, which actually says the same lashonis of his Rebbe the Rosh that we learned last week. But the Chazanish argues on this Mishnah LeMelech. You take a look in the on the same sheet of the Chazanish. Okay, yeah, and in the Sif Katan Gimel, it's on the first page. Kasev Mishra Melech, Perakal Mechsotze Alocha Tesvav. Derotzech Bishkoga, Shiotzamir Mikloto, Uba Go Adam Lahargo, Vishkimer Rotzech Vargo Go Adam, Potur Kedin Zimri Sharag Lepinchas. Right, that was the way the Mishra Melech Paskin. He says it's Misvara, he doesn't have a Raya Mukhrachas, but, Mistama. Because the Gol Adam is Birushus and not Bechoiva, right? And just like Pinchas is Birushus and not Bechoiva, so seemingly the Gol Adam is not better than Pinchas, because the din of Gol Adam is Rishus. So he argues the Chazrish. Nerd Asam Kachalocha. Veilim made him amen. Over there, that's a special halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. It's a special halacha over there, and we cannot learn from there. We cannot learn out from the rights of self-defense that Zimri had to extrapolate it to say a rotzeach b'shkaga also would have the rights to defend himself against the Gol Adam. Shara'imaya Pinchas Roida, if haya bedin shekol adam shahar go potter. It says, look at the other side of the coin. If Pinchas was a real, real, real Roida, right, then anyone could kill Pinchas. Right, not just Zimri. Right, so that's the Rosh we learned together last week. That we know that that's not the din. Right, only Zimri himself has right of self-defense. Right, Elavada Eino Rodef Achra Nevesh Adarabba Mitzvah Kavod. Like Lama said, even though it's only a Roshus, it's for the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. He's doing a Tachas Asher Kinei Lekavay Chapra Bnei Yisrael. It is for a mitzvah. So even though it's not a chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah. just not the mitzvah is not obligatory. Right, but legabe Zimri himself. So, like anyone else, he's listening to what the Chazir is coming from. Anyone else watching from the side has to ask himself: is Pinchas doing something good or is he doing something bad? Right. So even though it's only a rishus, but it's for the mitzvah. Right, so he's doing something good. So I, as the bystander, I'm gonna lay off. I'm not gonna interfere with what Pinchas is doing. Right, Zimri, who himself is the nirdaf, he doesn't have to make this cheshbon. Is Pinchas doing something good or something bad? Right, he's allowed to defend himself. Right, he's only has to let himself go if it was a chiyuv gomor on Pinchas, not a chiyuv. Right, so I'm saying, the fact that it's a mitzvah biyad Pinchas, right, it's something positive, right, that's why the third party has to stay out of it and let Pinchas go through with it, right? But Zimri doesn't have to make such cheshbonos. Is he doing something right or is he doing something wrong? To Zimri, it's just, must I die, must I not die? I don't have to die. It's not a chiyuv. I'm allowed to defend myself. So the onlooker just asks, is Pinchas doing something good, something bad? Right? The guy who's about to be the victim of Pinchas' kanos has just says, must this be? Does it have to be? It doesn't have to be. Is it mukhrach or is it not mukhrach? If it's not mukhrach, I could defend myself. Right? But the third party whose life is not being threatened, he asks, who's doing the right thing? Who's doing the wrong thing? Pinchas doing the right thing. Right? So therefore, says the Chazon Ish. Alright, I will begol Adam, but as a gol Adam, the love mitzvah ka'avid, right? He is not doing a mitzvah. He have a dino kerodef, have a dino kerodef legabe acherim, right? Nami, the halo of it mitzvah klal, right? So now go Adam is not doing a mitzvah. So let's make it worse before we make it better, right? Because only Rishus be a gol Adam. Anyone, if a person would be a gol Adam, no one would put it on his tombstone, tachas asher kinei la'achiv, right? It's not something positive, right? But Pinchas is positive. So the gol Adam, what he's doing is not positive. It's just the Torah, is permitted it, right? Permitted, right? So wait a minute. So hadra kusha l'duchta, right? Why isn't the gol Adam a roidif that anyone could kill him? So what's the answer to that? Right? Because the gol Adam is even less than the kanoi. Kanoi, it's a mitzvah, but it's a rishus. Gol Adam, it's just a rishus and not even a mitzvah, right? So why isn't the halacha that anyone could kill the Gol Adam to save the guy who sachakol did it b'shoyget? Why is that not the din? We know it's not the din, right? No one is allowed to, is allowed to take out the Gol Adam. The Gemara says they send two talmidei chacham to beg him not to do it. Like the Chazish writes elsewhere on this page. If it would be a din, he could stop it. He should send, armed guards. Two Talmidei Chacham, these guys can't punch their ways out of a paper bag. Right? They're going to reason with him. They'll talk him out of it. Because, that's all they're allowed to, because, the Torah gave him Rishus. But it is the wrong thing to do, right? Because you want to talk him out of it, right? But if that's all it is, that, it's Tamar Rishus, right, it's not even a mitzvah, why can't anyone taka kill the Gol Adam? So what has to be the answer to that? So, and by the way, the Brisker Rav says the same yesod. And he says like this, the answer has to be like this. Ela kochach da ha-teira amra she'ein lo damim. How did the Torah word it by Gol Adam? I believe in this week's parsha. Ein lo damim. Right? So the shot is that the Torah voided the value of life of the Rotzeach Bishkoga. He's got no blood. Similar to the Lashon that the Torah says about by Boba Machteris. Ein lo damim. V'chol adam ein chayolav. Right? And no one else also. That's the halacha. Everyone knows that in Goldam it's Roshus, but also someone else killed the Rotzeach Bishkoga, also ein ne rogin alav. Right? Because the Torah, as it were, voided the value of his life. For lack of a better word, whatever, no way. So, ein lo damim. Right? The Torah uses the same lashon in this week's parsha by Rotzeach Bishkoga when the Goldam kills him, as it does by Bar Machteris. Ein lo damim. The man's life, the man is a walking corpse. And that's why, even if a third party killed the Rotzeach Bishkoga, he also doesn't get Misas Bezdin on that. Right? Ein lo damim. So long as he's, this, of course, talking about outside of Ir Miklat. In Ir Miklat, he's protected. Midin the Mokum. If you're a walking corpse, right, you have no right to kill anybody else. Everyone else is better than you are, right? Because you're a dead man. Right? Lagabe rotzeach, verogrotzeach, neragalav. So Chazrish wants to take it even further. When I said, what he said in the last sentence, ein lo damim, that's after a psak din, that bezdin paskins on him, horek nefesh bishkaga, right? He gets that chalos din, and the Brisker Rav says the same thing in the stencils. When he gets that psak, he's like a walking corpse, that psak makes him toast. And that's why it immediately kicks in this halacha that lo mi bayit go adam could kill him if he's outside of Ir Miklat. Anyone could kill him. It's not the right thing to do. But if they do, ein neragla. But it's not the halacha b'halichoso. Initially, when anyone kills Bishkaga, as we learned in this week's parsha, you run. Step one is to just run. Then they bring them back under armed guard, taka under armed guard, armed escort, to Bezdin to stand trial. And then with Aiden, they try to determine the circumstances. And if it meets the criteria of Harag Nefesh Bishkaga, or worse, as opposed to Oynes, right? So then he gets a psak of Harag Nefesh Bishkaga. And with that, he's Ein Lo Damim. So says the Chazon Ish, but we know that on the Bahali Chasa, when he initially runs to Ir Miklat, that's not Allah, because he didn't get a psak yet. Over there, the Gol Adam is just Potter. Right, because ki yicham levavo, like we learned this week's part, he just can't control his anger. So the Torah took that into account. But everyone else who kills him on his initial trip to Ari Miklat, right, does get killed. Kol adam chayav v'nolav. So how about in this scenario, right, of Bahali Chosso, when he initially runs immediately after the murder happens, can he defend himself against the Gol Adam? He didn't get a psak yet. So Charesh wants to say, even then, even when Kol Adam Chayov Malav, and he's not worthless, he's not a walking corpse, right? Afo Pike, he has no right of self-defense against the Rotzeach. Eno Din Roydef Gabi Rotzeach, Vim Hargo Rotzeach Neherag Olav. Right, so now he doesn't say a reason. Now I think he points out that there's room for a chiluk. He doesn't say why the chilk is not a chilk. The chilk's unbelievable, right? Hari Bali Chasa, when he initially runs, Kol Adam Chayav in Alav. And, the Gol Adam just walks on a technicality, he can't control his anger. It's before he got a psak of Harag Nefesh Bishkoga, and that's when Ein Lo Damim. Rabbi Chazir wants to say, Afilu Bali Chasa, he has no right of self-defense against the Gol Adam. How do you understand it? I don't understand it. He's aware of the chilk, and he says the chilk's not machalk, even though it's a big chilk. The first thought, the first way I understand, after the psak of his Lord Nefesh Bishkaga, Ein Lo Damim, right? The Bezin gave him a din, of Ein Lo Damim, and that's why even Kol Adam is Potter Olam, right? But Bahali Chasso also, the Chazon Ish wants to say, he has no right to defend himself against the Rotzeach, against the Gol Adam, certainly not to take his life. What's Shah?
Parallel to the Gol Adam, what Bahali Chasso would be. Would be the Ishus Pas Torah. That basically it's something which the Torah understands that you're not going to be able to control yourself, so the Torah allows it.
Right.
Once it's mutter.
Yeah, but seemingly so that their Gol Adam is in the wrong. He's just.
He might
he's
be
preserved.
In the wrong, but he can't be blamed for his actions.
No, but why can't he have the, why can't the Rotzeach have the right of self defense? He didn't get a psak yet.
Remember the Rotzeach only has the right to self defense if it's not really the right thing if you can blame the Gaul Adam for doing it. Here you can't blame the Gaul Adam for doing it. It's not his, it's not within, the Torah is not considered to be in his control. Mm-hmm. It's not his responsibility that's going on, that's creating this action. Therefore, he can't be killed. He can't be responsible for his life because he is doing this action.
Yes. Okay.
So he must forfeit his life?
No, so he must not forfeit his
life. But not only that, there is...
The Rotsiah, who's running to the Ark, must forfeit his life?
The Rotsiah should run faster.
Right. So, you know,
it's a very short.
It's Sayser Apsak elsewhere on this page. Right.
Very short.
Right. We're going to read it together. Right. There's a, you know, Chazush was written, if anyone's read Chazush, it's hard, safe to read. It's Havrakot, it's insights. And he pieced together in a lot of sif cottons of insights. Could be he didn't write the shtickle at the same time. You know, it doesn't read like a consistent sefer. It's havrakot, as you can see. You know, that's in any page of Chazanish. So probably another, it got printed on the same page, but some other time in some other place, he wrote another psak. And it's on the opposing column on the same page. Let's read it together. Umiu nira dim pago go adam kodem amod l'din. Let's say go adam bumped into Bali Choso, before he ever had stood trial. Mitzvah kol adam lahatzilo. In that case, just like kol adam chayav in love, the Chazon Ish is saying anyone else has a chiyuv gomer to be matzil because he hasn't had his trial. The kodem gmar din yesh sveikos harbe. It makes good sense why it should be a chiyuv lahatzil because there are many sveikos. Doma avir ritzichoso krov alo'ines. First of all, maybe Bin was Karav La'onis. There are a lot of types of shogig that are Karav La'onis. And then he is, and then he's a free man and he's protected under the law. Maybe it was Karav La'onis, right? Ve'echi the potter goes with Godam, Naragalav, right? And when he's potter from Gos, the Godam is chai for killing him because he's potter from Gos. Vidilma Yosul Davar Mitzvah is another suffix. Maybe he was his Rebbe and he was beating him up to do something nice. Right, to be mechanechem, Yisrael davar mitzvah is also potter from Golas. Right, another suffix. Right, vod ein din Golas ella below pirches klal. Another din, if the guy has to die instantly, if the guy wavered between life and death for a bit, even for a minimal amount, there's no chiyuv Golas on that type of ritzicha b'shkoigeg. Right, he's just giving all the pasul sfeikas of why no one should be allowed to take the law in their own hands before there was a psak din. Right, because there's so many sveikas that go into whether the guy is really chayev golos, which makes him toast in the hands of the Gaul Adam and everyone else, or not. All right, vote me made bo hilkach Gaul Adam the kfosel Adam laatzilo. Everyone has to subdue the Gaul Adam and save him. V'ir deyeshlo din roidef mamish. The Gaul Adam has a din roidef mamish. U'matzilon sanirdef miad Gaul Adam bin nafshol shol roidef. Right, but of course, after Gemar Din, self-explanatory. After Gemar Din, he has a din rotzeach pishgaga, and then we just ask him. But of course, we don't physically interfere with the Gaul Adam. An amazing thing. The Chorah, the two psukim are seiser each other. They're mamish mutually exclusive. He says Bali Chaso, everyone else has a chiyuv gomor to save the Rotzeach Bishkaga from the Gaul Adam because he didn't have his trial yet. How do you know? Right? And Afilu Benafsho. And now the Nirdaf himself doesn't have this right?
It's more than that. In the paragraph you just read, he actually says, Venira the Yeshlo did Rodev Mach, that the Gaul Adam has it in the Merodev. Okay? And then the other paragraph, he says, the Gaul Adam ino nero of gam kin ein lo din rodif l'gabi ritzeah. That he does not have a din rodif.
Yes. I do not know how to be miyashi.
He says that the Gaul Adam is eroded. The other paragraph says the Gaul Adam is not eroded. And then, both of them are halachasa.
Right. Correct. Vadvorm kalvachomer. If a guy from Miatzad has to save him, I feel about the guy himself doesn't have the right of self-defense.
If not for that, I could understand that the that there's a mitzvah la'atzilo just because the Gol Hadad, once again, would not be responsible for his actions. And that's why he's getting off. He's not a rodev because he's not responsible for his actions. You're still responsible, and Kol Yisrael is responsible to go ahead and make sure that he doesn't kill this guy. But because he's not a rodev, you're not allowed to go ahead and kill him. That I would understand. But the Chazon Ish actually says in one paragraph that the Gol Hadad has a din rodev. The other one, he says the Gol Hadad does not have a din rodev while doing the same exact thing, Mahalafah.
Yes. I do not know how to be miyash of this, right? But you know, but if you ask me, I mean, I wonder how you feel. But intuitively, I would say that I accept. You know, I think the chilk is a good chilk. That lachar gemar din ein lo damim, right? So lachar gemar din the halacha would not be like the Mishnah Lamelech, and the lachar gemar din the rotzech mishkal does not have the right of self defense. But I would have thought, Lani is daiti, that Bali Chosol, like the Chazir seems to be saying, Bali Chosol, the Mishnah Melech would be right. Right? And the, that the Rotzeach Bishkaka should have the right of self-defense. Mishnah Melech had a psak din, you know, that he gets a din of Ein Lo Damim, and the Briskorov writes the same idea of Ein Lo Damim, gets a chalois, is a walking corpse. But that's Lachar Gemar Din. Same reason, you know, why also, you know, the a guy going out, Yotzei Lihi Sakel, right, and someone else from the crowd pops him. Right, of course, Eino Naragav, he has mamash a din of treifa, but that's because, you know, he got a psak already that he's a bar misa. So once we're on this, let's go back to all right. So the divrei tzachashis tzarech iyun. If I would have thought that, you know, Bali Chosso, the halacha is like the Mishnah Lamelech, lachar gemar din, the halacha is like the Chazon Ish, but there seems to be a stira Chazon Ish on this. All right, just, where are we holding? All right, just a couple more points. Again, once we spoke about the Ian of, you know, Chalois, you know, the Gemar Din gives a person a bar misa. All right, so going back to the Stira and Rambams, you know, between Dinei Yisrael and Dinei Bnei Noach, by Yochel Latzil, Bechad Meivorov, so in Chidushi Rabbi Akiva Eger, sometimes there are inserts from his son, Rav Shlomo Eger. And so in Ksuvis, Rav Shlomo Eger goes on this. He says a very cute cheshbon. It's a chap, right? And it ties together a few of the different halachas that we spoke about. So he says, if we are to assume that the halacha is indeed like the rivash, that the Mishnah Melech brings, that by a nirdaf could always go straight for the kill. Right. And just the third party has to make the cheshbin of, you know, whether he's yochel latzilo bechad meivorov or not. So he says like this, it comes out that since the nirdav could always go straight for the kill, right? Right. So the roidif hot adin trefa, because the nirdav could always kill him. So even if the guy, the third party, has the shots up, you know, can I be matzo vechame varav or not? But let's say you could have and you didn't, right? You killed a treifa. He's a treifa, right? Because the nirdav could kill him unconditionally. So he comes up with this amazing chap, right? Because the Rambam passing, the very same Rambam you have in front of you, by a ben Noach, just like their chayiv misa on yochel lahatzo vechame varav, they also chayiv misa if they kill a treifa. So he says like this, Mushav Shapir. Mushav Shapir. Why the Rambam says, by Yochlatil Bechame Varov, by us, it's only Bidei Shemaim, but by them, Neraglov, because by them also, they're Neragim ala Trefa also. And the guy, right, the Roidif has a din Trefa, right, because the Nirdaf, right, the Nirdaf could easily, you know, could always has the right to take him out directly. It doesn't have to shots up. So even the third party who is chayev to estimate whether he could be yochel latzil bechad meivarav or not, right? Yeah, but even on tzadeh he's wrong. He could have and he didn't. He killed a treifa, and that's why in onaragav. But bnei noach are neragim ala treifa, right? That's a cheshbon says. So the Briskorov argues on that for the reason that we just mentioned. You know, the idea, and he mentions Gol Hadad. He also mentions the idea of yosei li'sakel. This idea, right, that the that a person should have a din treifa, right, because, you know, because he's a bar misa, right? That's only when the Torah gave him a psak like that. So he says like Baba Machteris, Ein Lo Damim. So the Rotzeach Nefesh Bishkoga, he got a psak. Ain't lo dumb. There's a Maisa Bezin. The Yotze Lihi Sapel. And someone else, you know, takes a shot at him and kills him, you know, before they give him the skila. He has a psak on him. Right, it's a Maisa Bezdin, or the Torah itself gave a psak. It's a status. It's a status of ein lo domi. Right, you know, the fact that the nirdav has the right of self-defense doesn't change the roidav's legal status. Right, so he says. Therefore, he rejects from Shlomo Eger's cheshbon. He says, you know, it's cute, but he rejects it just because the nirdav is allowed to take out. Right. Is allowed to take out the roidef immediately. That doesn't give him a din treifa. The potential to do so is, you know, that gives a person, it's only when there's a psak on him that he's a bar misa. Right? So it's dafka by yoseli sokel. It's dafka by, you know, when the Torah gave a din, ain't lo done by bar, you know, the nearest privileges don't give a chalos din, right? Don't change the legal status of the quality of life of the roidef. Right, so he rejects that. He rejects that idea, and and Bepashtus, he's right. Simple raya, right? What's a simple raya? Zimri could kill Pinchas, right? And if anyone, Bepashtus, if I read the Rosh and the Miri correctly, the third party that kills Pinchas is Neragolov. Right, not just Tom that he did something wrong. Right, so even though Zimri has the right, having the right of self-defense doesn't put a chalos din that changes the quality of life, the halachic standing of the life of the pursuer. This din that, you know, could kill makes you a treifa is only when there's a psak of chiyav misa on the guy, not the privilege of self-defense. All right, we'll stop here. Thank you very much.